Hello and welcome to Last Mixtape Podcast. My name is Stephen White, and on this week's show, new music from Twin Headed Wolf, Danny Carroll, and Jazzy. But first, yes, hello listener, you're very welcome back to Last Mixtape Podcast for this week's episode. Before we get into the new music and the new music section and the Spotify's and the playlists and everything like that, I hope you will indulge me for a couple of minutes to talk about something, which is the Last Mixtape at 10. It has been 10 years since the Last Mixtape was formed in 2014, back in the mists of time, dear listener, where things were very, very different. Back 10 years ago, the Last Mixtape was founded by myself, pretty much on a whim. And I thought I would mark the occasion here on the Last Mixtape Podcast by talking a little bit about the last 10 years of the Last Mixtape and of the site and of the show and stuff like that. So if you're somebody who jumped on board from very much day one, if you came in halfway through, if you just came in within the last year, or if you're just solely a podcast listener and you're like, what do you mean 10 years of the Last Mixtape? What do you mean? And this is all completely new to you. Hope you'll indulge me for a couple of minutes to talk about it and talk about the site and talk about these last 10 years and just mark it in some sort of way. It's kind of weird thinking about it from then to now and kind of being kind of temporal and looking back on those years. And I suppose looking back on how Irish music has changed and how music journalism has changed. Obviously, in the last couple of weeks, you've seen everything going on with Pitchfork and just how the delivery of it has changed, my views on it. Obviously, why I've changed over Last Mixtape to be more predominantly podcast and photography based as well. And you're listening to more of me. I think this is kind of the way things are going, or the way things have already gone, perhaps. But yeah, I think I started the site 10 years ago. More out of anything else, I think out of a feeling of loss of direction and a feeling of finding or trying to find a voice, trying to find something, some sort of purchase in my life that was involved in music or involved in kind of the joy of music. I think sometimes, and I don't want to get it, you know, jump all around on it, but I think sometimes we feel like people go, oh, well, you know, writing about music is, I think that the old saying is writing about music or talking about music is like dancing to architecture. And I think it's Frank Zappa is kind of noted for saying that. I completely fucking disagree, to be perfectly honest with you. It's kind of saying that, you know, dancing to architecture and talking about music is completely pointless. Some of the best and most meaningful conversations in my life have been about music, have been about what an album means to you, what an artist means to you, what a song means to you, what do you like, what do you don't like, what are your feelings on music. Music is an incredibly emotive thing. I've always rejected and found it hard in the past to kind of identify with people who seem to see music in ones and zeros, or like dates and times and facts. And, you know, on this date, Kate Bush ate this for lunch when she wrote Wuthering Heights. And I think, and it's just, I couldn't tell you what my favorite artist thought or was, you know, eating the morning they wrote my favorite song. I don't particularly care. I couldn't even tell you most of the meanings behind or the dates behind any music I loved. I don't think in my entire life have I ever consumed music in that way. I'm not wired that way. So I always found it kind of difficult to kind of look at it that way. I've always been quite emotionally attached to music. So that's why I always found it weird when people seem to have a kind of a feeling about music criticism or music conversation or whatever, and kind of feeling that it's a bad thing. I've always found it to be an incredibly positive thing, even if it's negative. And I think that's another thing that should be said as well, that telling the truth about music and telling your opinion about music is not just saying negative things, it's also saying positive things. I see a lot of times people are like, oh, well, this person speaks their mind, and it's only people generally point to a negative review or rather than a positive review. And I think sometimes it's actually harder to articulate why you do like something than why you don't. I've gone off track, but I don't really fucking care. I just wanted to say some ideas of why I founded it. And I have kind of an emotional response to music. So I love talking about music, love discussing music, going back to the day. And the actual very name of the site, The Last Mixtape, was about my love of making mixtapes for friends. And I had a conversation with a friend as I was setting up the site before I even came up with the name of, I couldn't remember when the last mixtape I made was. And for some people, it might be different. It might be a playlist or a burnt CD. And now it might be a playlist on Spotify, which is the same. It's exactly the same. There's no difference, really, apart from one had a physical handover medium. But that doesn't really fucking matter. Who's? Let's be honest. I think that in that kind of way, the last mixtape became that. Another outlet for me to make mixtapes for people of music that I loved and music that I wanted to share with people. When I began it, as I said, I was kind of a little bit lost as a person without going too deeply or into anything. And I think obviously sometimes music finds us in those moments, doesn't it? It finds us in those moments where we might feel a little bit lost or a little bit directionless. I was writing about music beforehand. I caught the bug very quickly. Obviously at that point, there's already some amazing websites that still go on to be amazing right now, you know, with Golden Plek and Niler and The Thin Air, and they are all amazing sites that if you're listening to this, you already know of and you already know their work, and they're run by incredibly studious and knowledgeable and passionate people who I'm sure on their own anniversaries will enlighten you about their own things. But I will say that. But I thought I could bring something a little bit different. I always thought coming in, the little bit different thing was me, my opinions about music. I've always dealt down the line and tried to be as honest with you about my opinions on music, because that's really all I can do. And it's really all that I can offer that's anyway different. Your unique selling point is always you, regardless of what it is you're doing. You, your prism, whatever you look at it is. And I hope over these 10 years that you, the listener, or the reader, as it were, in the early days, found some new music, found some new bands, found some new artists. Some of them haven't gone all the way till today. Some of them are in different guises or different shapes, or people have gone out of the music scene but left behind great songs and great music. There's a lot of bands that I loved when we began. September Girls were one of the early bands that I kind of championed, if you want to call it that awful term that now that I say it. But I feel that these 10 years have been a dialogue between me and whoever would listen about music, because I just love talking about it. I think it's because I feel that connection that I spoke about earlier, that I've always had this kind of feeling of my earliest memories of music, or my earliest memory of music is listening to Kate Bush. I was about 4 or 5 in my grandmother's house, and they had Top of the Pops 2. And I was 4 or 5 and I was sitting on the floor, and my mom was there. I think she was asleep on the couch in my nan's house, and you know, we were quite poor, so we didn't have the channels, as it were. So my nan did, though. And I remember sitting on the floor and this kind of beam of white light hit the screen. And out of it danced not one, but several Kate Bushes dressed entirely in white. And this piano playing over it, and this haunting sound, and then this voice, and you know, Heathcliff, it's me, it's Kathy, I've come home, it's so cold. I was mesmerized in that moment about with the magic of music. It was very far removed from my background, from where I was, from what my life was. It was transportative. There was a world outside. These people, David Bowie, Kate Bush, the Beatles, all of these people may as well have been aliens. They, you know, recording music, making music, playing an instrument that wasn't around in my family. We had great record collections, but we didn't make music. I didn't know who these people were who made music. How did you do it? I fell in love with music that day, that moment. I fell in love with the music of Kate Bush, but I fell in love with music and the idea of music. And I wanted to tell every single person I met about it, about Kate Bush. Nobody gave a fuck because it was, you know, they were into whatever at the time. They were into, I suppose, 1990, 92, you know, whatever the music at the time was. I can't remember. But I fell in love with music at that moment, and I fell in love with talking about music at that moment. And in that, I suppose, as I say, the last mixtape is an ongoing dialogue, whether or not it's written or now in this form as a podcast. I think it's an ongoing dialogue with you and talking about music and talking about the Irish music scene. I haven't always been positive about it, and I hope if I could steal an opinion a little bit from Kate Brennan Harding, who is a great friend, not only of The Last Mixtape, but of this podcast. She was the first co-host on it, and she's gone on to do absolutely amazing things in the Irish radio scene and the music industry. And a shout out to you, Kate, if you're listening. But she used to always say one of the unique selling points of The Last Mixtape was the integrity. She always believed what it was I was saying, and I don't want to steal anything from Kate, and you're more than welcome, Kate, to tell me I'm bullshitting if I am. And I suppose I have, you know. One of the proudest things I think I did in this site is do that, is kind of say, you know, I suppose the Versatile review is the big one. And I wrote that because I meant it. I think in that, I'm just paraphrasing something I said in it, but I said that art or music is the fruit on the tree of our society, and a bad fruit grows, you can bet the roots go deep. I think that's what I said. And it's up to us to kind of cultivate the good. And with stuff such as Versatile, which is trash, it sometimes goes, you know, unnoticed, or it goes kind of, you know, we have a golden age of music, blah, 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 blah. But it's important to shine a light in the dark sometimes. And hopefully in moments I've done that, I've been honest and said, I don't like this, because I didn't. And I felt in those moments it was important to, because sometimes, I'm going to be very honest with you, sometimes, and we're talking about the state of music, and I do not include, I will say, I do not include Golden Plaque 909, Thin Air in this at all. But there are some places and some spaces, let's say, where maybe the marketing or maybe the deal is more important than the honesty. And I hope in some way that, you know, I have shown some of the honesty in those moments. And also, as I say, the music that I love. 10 years is a long time doing anything. And you hope that you're not the same person 10 years ago as you were now. I think probably 10 years ago, me, I would find insufferable now. I think he would annoy me in many ways. But I think he was trying to find his way. And I think The Last Mixtape was trying to find its way and its voice and all of that kind of type thing. But yeah, not to repeat myself ad nauseum, but I do hope that in some way you found a new love of your life, a new music, a new sound, a new avenue. That you love, and a song that maybe stays with you, maybe music that got you through a hard time, maybe music that got you through a great time. Because it's a wide prism, isn't it, when we listen to music? And I hope I've shared that with you in this last mixtape that I make. I really do, because I think it's the most important and beautiful thing that you can do is share music. I think it means a lot, you know. I think some of the most, you know, that nervousness or that joy of finding music or turning a friend on to music is universal. I don't care how old you are. You know, you could be a 37-year-old old goss like me, or you could be younger and sharing music on TikTok or whatever way. It's still the same. It's all the same medium. We're doing the same thing we were all those years ago. And I really hope, yeah, in these 10 years that you found new music. To the artists and acts that I've covered over the years, I hope in some way I've conveyed or I've reviewed or I've dived into your music in a way that resonated with you or resonated with the art that you made. I hope that you found the positive things I said to be worthwhile, or maybe something that stuck with you. I hope if I said anything negative about your music, that it was understood, that my point of view was understood in that way. But I think over the years, there have been many acts that, regardless of whether or not The Last Mixtape was here, would have found their way anyway. The music scene has changed so much. The Irish music scene is, yes, I don't want to be cliched and like, we're in a golden age of Irish music, any of that kind of crap. But I do think that because of a confluence of things, a confluence of environment and media and accessibility, that we've been able to, that music is far more reaching, and the music that is made in Ireland now is so diverse, and it has been diverse for a very long time, but I think the music that is covered is so diverse now, and the music that's at the forefront is so diverse. Music is a dialogue. It is a way of having your voice heard, regardless of what that voice is saying. And there's so many different voices now in the conversation, aren't there? And that's a great thing. from all parts of the country, from all backgrounds, from all viewpoints, everything. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about art, is that we can talk to one another in a way that maybe isn't the way I'm talking to you now. It's a painting, it's a sculpture, it's a dance move, it's a song, it's a lyric, it's a note. We're saying different things to one another. And hopefully, I suppose I've always tried to be maybe like a David Attenborough type character, where I have observed the music scene in Ireland in a way that has resonated, especially hopefully with my photography. I found photography through the last mixtape over the years, and it's one of the greatest passions of my life now, is taking photos, either live music and stuff like that. And yeah, I don't want to go on too much. I've gone on way further than I thought I would. And I hope in some way this wasn't incredibly boring and there's something in it. I would like to say that I got to do a lot of cool stuff as part of the last mixtape. I got to host and be a panelist of Vinyl and Wine. A shout out to Mark Whelan. They were always so much fun to do. I loved every single one I did, and it was so much fun to do it. We got to do the gigs for Gaza with Abner Brown and the guys at Pickled Onion Records. Shout out to them. We did that in the Sugar Club all those years ago and raised over €1,000 for the Red Cross. We did Straight Up for Equality with Dwayne Woods and Vicky Curtis in Whelan's. And that was around the marriage referendum. I got to do a film festival in the Lighthouse, which was so much fun. And thank you for everyone who participated and came along to that. And yeah, to Kate Brennan Harding, to Sarah Lovick, who also hosted the podcast, to Lucy Foster, who took photos for Last Mixtape for a while, to Mark O'Connor, and Abigail Dennison, who also took photos for the last mixtape for a while, way back in the day. To all the people in PR and the old people who've followed and read and shared, and the musicians whose music I've featured. It's been cool. It really has. This isn't the end, by the way. I'm just kind of marking it along the way. And yeah, hopefully, we continue in this new format as a podcast. And I'm looking at this now and I've gone way over time. But yeah. The last mixtape at 10, it's been cool. 10 years time, it was a long time ago. Much has changed. I will say we have moved on from the bad old days of the Bernard Shaw and ugly jumpers and sweaters and synthesizers into a thankfully more diverse music scene. And yeah, I hope I've covered that in some way. So there you go. The last mixtape at 10. All right, enough of that. Absolute drivel and that overly emotional bullshit. Now, dear listener, it's time for the playlist picks. Yes, dear listener, every week, your faithful host, the greatest playlister of all time, the Ric Flair of playlisters, puts his championship belt on the line. As the greatest playlister of all time, fights off all the newcomers, all contenders can get in the bin, because I've delved deep into the latest releases coming out of Ireland this week, and I've added them to the Irish mixtape on Spotify, link in the bio, etc. So, without further ado, let's talk about some new tunes. Kicking off with twin-headed wolf, The Black Keys. I adore this song because it has that witchy kind of ethereal quality, dare I say the word as a music reviewer, that I absolutely love. It's a kind of a tangled folk layered and bedrock and soundscape. And I think the guys on this have really just built something with a lot of depth, a lot of feel, a kind of a haunting, enchanting kind of sound that they've really come up with. This is from their debut album, which is to come out later on this year. I really enjoy this track. It has all of those ethereal periphery of music kind of qualities to it, and it has something quite haunting and lasting to it. I would highly recommend that you check out Twin-Headed Wolf and The Black Keys. Now, moving on to Danny Carroll and Golden Hour. Danny formerly of Shrug Life on his solo, one of his solo releases. I really like this. It had a real hazy quality to the record, a kind of a loose kind of indie folk, indie pop kind of sound, the two kind of meeting in the middle. And it has that idiosyncratic writing style that Danny has, which is to be quite wordy, quite wrapped up in the meaning, wrapped up in the delivery that he has. And I think it's a really smart, really clever track. He's a very smart songwriter, which I quite enjoy. And it's always interesting to hear what he's coming up with. And there's a real, as I say, there's a tanglement of words there. But also, I would say as well, not to do him a disservice at all, I don't think there's an economy of words too. I think what he says leads in beautifully to the rest of it. And again, the music has a quite a sweet, serene, laid back almost quality to it that I'm really enjoying his solo output, and I have to say this is continuing on with my liking of that. Now, shall we talk about Lemoncello and Harsh Truths? This is an incredibly striking track from the duo as well. I feel it, there's a little bit of, I think, feeling and kind of a thread between them and the Twin-Headed Wolf track. It's quite a striking, brooding song. There's a lot happening. There's a scratching and a rattling in the background that has this, and a kind of a commanding vocal as well. The vocals are quite there. They're up front. They have a body to them. They have a weight to them. I suppose going with the kind of the Harsh Truths kind of feel of it. And I think it's a rather meaty song in what's happening in the background. I love music like that, that kind of sings almost with a real growl to it. And I liked it. I felt there was something going on. And even the visuals that they put out, if you look at it on Spotify, it's like, what is this? What's happening? Kind of, what's this? That's my review, which is... my review for the song is... I absolutely enjoyed it. If you understood what I meant there, please do write in at stephen@thelastmixtape.com. Yeah, check it out. Lemoncello, Harsh Truths. And shall we end this new music segment with one of the fastest rising stars coming out of this country, Jazzy, with a shooting star. And this is slick as fuck, isn't it? This is just really greatly produced pop music. And one of the hardest things to do, isn't it? I've talked with several friends and people, you know, talking about it, you know, pop music in Ireland. And there is some great pop music coming out. But one of the hardest things to do is have that production that just screams, you know, professional, big sounding, you know, it's got a backbone to it, it's got something to it. And yeah, this really does. Look, Jazzy has, you know, shooting star, I'm not going to use it, but she does have star written all over her. And what an incredible rise it's been, with such confidence, with such precision, not a foot wrong as of yet. And this song is a testament to that. And this is an artist, you know, sometimes you see artists come out, you know, there's a lot of promise, there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of kind of, you know, the emperor has no clothes, perhaps. But the emperor does have clothes when it comes to Jazzy, because she's the real deal. There ain't no bullshitting around here. This is the fucking real deal. So I don't know why I'm cursing so much in this one. I am. There you go. She's absolutely amazing. Jazzy, shooting star. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. That is one of the many songs that have been added to the last mixtape playlist on Spotify, the single greatest playlist of all time. There's never been a greater playlist before, since, or ever. The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. No contenders, except no substitutes. But me, the playlist king. If there's anyone who disagrees, say so now. That's what I thought. So, before I leave you in the wilderness for another week, I thought I'd pick out a gig of the week, some live music to go to, but obviously there are loads of shows going on all over the country. So do go out and see some live music, see some live bands, enjoy yourselves. But I'm going to pick Slater at the 3 Olympia on Sunday night, 11th of February, what proves to be, I believe, as self-explained as, or self-described, erotic electronic pop. Listener, I was about to say other reasons you should go, but I think I just said it there. Erotic electronic pop. Go and see that show. It's sold, says you. And so it goes, and there it went. But before I go, thank you for listening. You can subscribe to the Last Mixtape podcast in all the usual podcasting places and spaces. You can also submit your music or gigs to me via stephen@thelastmixtape.com with the subject matter TLMT podcast, via Instagram, etc. Every single way you want it. You want to come up to me in the street and say, Steve, I got an idea for the podcast. Don't do that. I'm actually quite a quiet human being in person. So I don't know. Do you know, like, it's like, anyway, where am I going with this? But for now, I'm going to end the podcast now. But for now, this was the Last Mixtape podcast. Indeed, this has been the Last Mixtape for the last 10 years. You were the listener and the reader. I was Stephen White. So long.